This is program number LW2570. Well, it's a beautiful day. At least some say it is. Others say it's not. It's not the weather that makes the difference, though. The difference is how we're looking at it. Hi, this is Larry West. You know, a lot of people, when they look out the window, they don't see God. They just see an accident. And that's what makes the difference in how they view the day. Let me show you what I mean. Evolution is everywhere these days. It's in our school books, it's in our museums, on television. Evolution teaches that millions of years ago, an accident happened. A little animal called an amoeba, so small the naked eye couldn't see it, came into being. Where it's supposed to have come from, no one will tell, which ought to make the difference in the whole story. But anyway, they say that from that amoeba, all the plants and animals and everything else we see in the world of ours came into existence. Everything just sort of evolved. Everything just happened by chance. Our kids learn it in school. They read it in books. They see it on TV. We just simply see it everywhere. And we've come to believe it as scientific fact. But there's a problem. It has not been proven to be true. Not at all. It's simply a theory. A great big guess. Some say it doesn't matter. But it does. I mean, if there is a God, one who made us and everything around us, if there is, then we're responsible to him. If there isn't, then we're not. But if there is a God, and we're responsible, then that changes our whole day. He was just a little lad. It happened on a Thursday. He was wandering home right after school and playing all the way. While rolling down a hill of grass, he found a caterpillar. He found a fluffy milkweed pod and blew out all the filler. He saw a bird's nest in a tree up over his head, up high. 'Twas just another wonder that had caught his eager eye. A neighbor was watching this little guy. He shouted from his lawn and asked him where he had been that day and what was going on. "I've been with God," the little boy said. "I've been with him all day. I've been with him at school, at lunch. He's with me when I play." "Well," said the man who had taken his time, "I don't believe in God. If you can tell me where God is, I'll give you a brand new dime." Quick as a flash, his answer came. His answer was clear, not faint. "I'll give you a dollar, mister," he said, "if you tell me where God ain't." God does exist. We didn't happen by accident. Behind the design, there's a designer. He's God. The Bible was written by about 40 different writers in 3 languages over 1,500 years. And here's what's staggering about that. The writers never contradict one another. They write in detail the same thing. Now, how could that have happened except for there actually being one author behind it all? God. The Bible says God is, and it says it, more than 3,800 times in the Bible. We're not the product of evolution. We came from God. He made everything. I'd a whole lot rather have God in my day than to think that we just got here by accident, wouldn't you? I feel sorry for the fellow who looks around at all the blessings he has, the new car in his garage, the carpet on the floor, the food on his table, rainbows and sunbeams, and the beauty that surrounds him, and then looks for someone to thank, but can't. I can, and I'm glad. Thank God for God. What do you see, really, when you face life? What do you see? Do you see God behind it all? Or do you see yourself and everything around you just merely an accident? It's important what you see, because what you focus your life upon will make the difference in your whole day. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I've written a pamphlet called, What Do You See? In it, we talk about the best way to view life. I think you'll like it. I think it'll help. What Do You See? That's the name of it. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.